By the way, I forgot to mention to you a little bit earlier that with regards to that discussion that we were having about dealing with helping our children with ADHD deal with that HDA and still live a better life, we will continue that discussion next week. Now, let's move to a different discussion having to do with health matters. How many of you have your thinking caps on? We're gonna quiz through this together along with WebMD as we take a look at hormones. Okay, so here's my first question. Who has hormones? Males, females, or both? True, you got it. Males and females have hormones. Notice I didn't specify any particular type of hormones. I just left it general and open. Who has hormones? All right. So, yeah, males and females have hormones. We're born with them. We need them. They help us, etc. Let's get some of the skinny, some of the lowdown, some of the 411 on the specifics of hormones, though. Okay. We're going to be testing now, so if you need to, go ahead and do your jumping jacks, do some push-ups, some crunches, maybe do I've forgotten what you call them, but when you're down on all fours and it's almost like you're running in place, yeah, do something to get that blood flowing so that the blood will carry that oxygen to the brain more efficiently. We can be about the business of passing these quizzes, because here's our first question. Oh, okay. You want some time to work that body first. Okay, here we go. Let me give you a minute. Seconds left. Now, don't drink any water just yet. Wait until you finish this 1 minute workout. Then down some H2O. You're not sweating enough in 1 minute to be drinking any of those sports drinks now, so just stay with the water this time. Ten seconds. I promised you 1 minute. Countdown. 3, 2, 1. That's it. There's your minute. Okay, so here we go. You got that blood flowing now, right? All right, here we go. First question. Men go through menopause just like women. Now, to me, that's a bit of a trick question. Because it's almost as though there are two parts to this question, and it's possible that one part could be true while the other part is false. So let's see what the answer is. Here's the statement again, and you determine whether it's true or false. Men go through menopause just like women. Now you hear what I'm saying here. Men go through menopause. The phrase, the clause, just like women. By that, do they mean men go through menopause in exactly the same manner as women go through menopause? Or are they simply stating that men and women experience menopause, regardless of exactly how it happens? I'm not really sure what the messages that they're trying to convey through that. So I'm going to say false. What would you say? Just like women. Okay, here we go. The correct answer, ladies and gentlemen, is F-A-L-S-E, false. When women start menopause and start having periods, when women start menopause and stop having periods, it's a dramatic change in hormone levels. And it marks the end of their ability to have children. Men don't have such an abrupt shift in hormone levels, and they can still make sperm. Testosterone levels drop slowly. And as that happens, men may have weight gain, a lack of energy, and less interest in sex. And some of you may recall, well, we may get to this later. All right, so let's go on to the next one. How'd you do with that one? Did you say correct or false? True or false, rather. Okay, no sweat. Here we go. Here's your next statement. Is it true or false? Hormones can make you hungry. Hormones can make you hungry. Is that true or is that false? Well, check this out. Two different hormones play big roles in your appetite. One is called ghrelin, and it sends your body the message that it is time to eat. Another hormone called leptin tells you that you're full. Scientists are studying these to learn more about their role in weight loss and obesity. But in the meantime, know that the answer to that question, that statement, is true. Hormones can indeed make you hungry. Again, ghrelin, letting your body know that it is time to eat. All right, true or false, and I'm almost certain that at least 78% of us, maybe 75%, are going to get this right. True or false? Women don't make testosterone. True or false? Women do not make testosterone. What do you say? I know some of you are thinking, wait a minute, hold up now. I know women make estrogen, but testosterone? Okay, here we go. Testosterone is sometimes called the male hormone, but women's bodies make it too, just less than men. The hormone helps guys get facial and body hair, a deeper voice, and sperm. For women, testosterone seems to play a key role in sex drive. So, wow, testosterone, key role in sex drive in the women. And notice this. We just talked about how in men, when testosterone levels fall, there's reduced interest in sex. So testosterone levels play a role in sexual interest for males and females. So women don't make testosterone? False. They actually do. All right, here's the next one. True or false? And we're talking hormones. The focus is hormones, hormones, hormones. Is this true or false? Problems with your thyroid can cause you to gain weight. Let me give that to you again. Problems with your thyroid can cause you to gain weight. Is that true or false? I'm going to say true. All right, check this out. Your thyroid makes hormones that help control your metabolism, how fast your body turns food into nutrients and energy. Keep that in mind. Let's lock that into our memory banks. Metabolism has to do with how fast our body turns food into nutrients and energy. Now, that's important for helping us appreciate the importance, the significance of making sure that we're eating at the right times of the day. We're cutting off eating at the right times of the evening. Remember now, metabolism has to do with how fast our body turns food into nutrients and energy. Nutrients and energy. And we know that as we're getting closer and closer to bedtime, the body is slowing down, so metabolism is slowing down. Which means if we're putting more nutrients in our bodies, food into our bodies, that can then be converted into energy, but the body has slowed down that conversion process, what happens with those calories that are not turned into energy because the body has slowed its system down, including its metabolism? All right, so here we go again. Your thyroid makes hormones that help control your metabolism. When the gland does not make enough of these hormones, that's called hypothyroidism. A symptom of it is unexplained weight gain, and you'll need to see a doctor for treatment. So as it turns out, the statement, problems with your thyroid can cause you to gain weight. That, ladies and gentlemen, is true. All right, we got some more. If you need to, go ahead and be doing a few more, you know, a few more exercises during the break so that you're ready for the rest of this quiz when we come back.